B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rat Party Podcast.
Rat Party Podcast.
Broadcasting live near the CVS that didn't work.
So we're actually going to be joined by Laura Korn, a sex coach to the stars, here in just a little bit to talk about Valentine's Day and sex.
It will be adult-leaning, so if your kids typically listen to the Rat Party Podcast with you while you're driving down the road, you might want to go ahead and just save us for later when you're in the bedroom.
I would say 3 out of the 5 days of the Rat Party Podcast are not safe for work.
I'd say the majority of the time, just don't listen to it when there's a kid around.
All right, let's talk about a couple things
Yes.
that we didn't get to on the show today.
Okay.
Number one, and this is a legit question.
By the way, just quickly to address my CVS comment. Yeah. The door didn't work, and the guy had to cut a hole to get inside CVS. We'll talk about it all tomorrow morning.
And this has been going on for like 3 hours.
It's all over our social media if you want to follow us.
We just posted the story, so go look at it. That's where you can find out. But I have a legit question.
Okay.
Last night, I dropped my kids off. And Amanda doesn't like Chinese food, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
So when Amanda's out of town, I go to my favorite Chinese place. And it's usually a 20 to 25-minute wait, sometimes 30, to get your Chinese food. That's how busy they are.
Okay, every Chinese restaurant I've ever gone to is 10 minutes.
Don't they deliver?
They do, but I pick up on the way home. So, plus I like to flirt with the owner. So, she's a really sweet girl. She moved, anyway. So, I call, and I order my beef and broccoli, and I said, all right, I'll see you in 20. She goes, no, tonight 5.
Whoa.
And I go, oh, okay. She goes, we're not very busy. And I go, okay, and I hung up, and then I go,
now your food's going to be cold.
No.
Oh.
Why am I concerned? Why am I concerned about they're not busy?
Something happened.
Yeah, something happened. What something happened? Happened in China called the coronavirus.
Oh, that.
And you think it's moved on to the Chinese food?
I have reason to believe.
Americans,
I didn't bring it up when I got there. It was dead as a doorknob. Doornail.
Whatever. The phrase both ways is stupid. I've never thought that the coronavirus traveled via Chinese restaurants.
It depends on where they get their food. If they get any products from China, then the box is open.
Y'all sound so ignorant.
I agree.
Wait.
I'm not concerned. I'm just throwing up the reasons why I think it was a 5-minute wait and it wasn't packed last night.
So I kind of, I just got back from New York, and Dallas and I did go into Chinatown while we were in Manhattan. Mm. And there were not a lot of Americans in Chinatown when we went. And what's going on here?
I bet you Chinese food places are taking hits, y'all. It's bad publicity.
I didn't think of that.
I know. Me neither until last night.
I would maybe understand Chinatown.
Because it's people traveling. Yeah, and people from China maybe be there.
But
and I ate the most delicious beef and broccoli. It was so good.
Mm.
No concerns when I ate it. But I feel really bad for them because I think they're losing business during this.
Just if you're concerned, take your General Tso's, throw it in the microwave, get a douse of radiation, and it's gone.
Let's check our place across the street.
I Beijing? Like
let's see if it's dead over there. That's usually crowded for lunch.
It is typically crowded for lunch. You're right.
Let's just have a little peek.
Okay.
But anyway, Nicole, believe me, I think that people are ignorant and people probably do. Boycott. Remember when...
I don't think they're boycotting. I just think that they think
avoiding.
They're being... Right.
People did the same thing when Chipotle had their health scare. Granted, Charlotte was the epicenter of it. However, I thought right after it, I'm like, these guys are going to be on their tippy toes.
Right. It's going to be the safest place to eat now.
And so everybody was avoiding it, and I constantly went because I hate waiting in the lines at Chipotle.
Do you remember when BP had the oil spill in the Gulf?
Yeah, it's like 2010.
People stopped going to BP gas stations, and they had to make a commercial. BP corporate saying that it's individual owners and that they're not responsible for what we did. It was a really classy commercial.
Yeah.
But people stopped going to BP because they're like, I guarantee you Nicole didn't go to a BP.
Mm-hmm.
But then she did a little research and found out that they're individually owned and that it's not that owner's fault.
You remember when Wells Fargo stole all of our information and opened up bank accounts in a big money scheme? Their commercial was just a wagon.
Oh,
that's all the commercial was, the Wells Fargo wagon, and it said, back to our roots. I'm like, what does that mean?
That is weird. By the way, we're watching customers show up at the CVS.
Are they going in?
No, but there's a hole cut into the door, and customers are coming in, and it either looks like they've been robbed. It looks like they were robbed overnight.
But that customer just bent over, looked in the hole, and was like, hey, y'all open?
Yeah, that's what he's asking.
No, jackass. There's a hole in the damn door. You can't get in.
But tell us what you want and hand us your money and your card, and we'll just swipe it and hand stuff back out.
I mean, look at that.
Oh, it is so funny watching people show up. Again, we'll explain more tomorrow morning because we can't go on. We do have a guest, though. Is there anything else that anybody wanted to bring up, anything from today? Loren, we talked about you banning people from the getting your head in the right state of mind for your delivery room.
Yeah. No, I still don't know how I feel about the whole thing. And I guess it's a conversation I need to have with my husband now.
Roy started the conversation by saying that there was a father-in-law who was nervous about the birth process because his wife died.
So he made her, like, take out an insurance policy and, like, have a will and
Adam,
all these other things.
Inventory all her things so that she dies, what to do with them.
On the checklist of things that need to happen as you go in to give birth to the hospital when you're in labor, where does dying land?
Well, a lot higher now than it was.
No, but I mean, you have a whole team there to help you.
It's got to be low. It's not even on your mind. Was it on your mind with cash?
Well, yes, because it was so unknown to me. Like, everything was unknown when I had cash. It was my first baby. So now that I've gone through the process, I feel better about the situation. Like, I was pushing and having a conversation like we are now. Like, it wasn't like I built it up in my head like you see it in the movies where people are, like, screaming and, like, you know, about to pass out and in, like, excruciating pain. Like, I had an epidural. It wasn't like that for me. So... Or not that I can remember. But here's the other thing, too. I also think that women have this amazing safety mechanism in their memory that makes them push out those, like, maybe it did hurt worse than I remember. You know what I mean? And that's just my safety mechanism to make me want to do it again. Because
maybe
if you were in that much pain, maybe you wouldn't do it more than once.
I don't ever want to be put under anesthesia because I'm afraid I'll die.
That was a good way to go, though.
That's a legitimate fear.
Legitimate fear. I am very... Like, when they were having conversations with me about taking my tonsils out, it's a major surgery when you're an adult. Mm-hmm. They're like, you're going to have to put you under anesthesia. You're going to be out of work for, like, a month. Hey, we're talking about something serious here.
I'm not watching. Nicole, just because you have a new contract doesn't mean you can do whatever you want.
So actually, honestly, really sad to see how little privacy Justin Bieber gets.
Oh,
back to you,
God.
Boy.
And so they're telling me, they're like, hey, let's go and do it. You've had, like, five... strep throats. He goes, the threshold's like 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, so you're pretty much candidate. And I was so fearful of it, I didn't go with it, because I'm so afraid that, like, I'll have a heart attack when I'm under, or they'll mess up and they'll be bleeding. I've seen Grey's Anatomy. Things happen when they're under.
Yeah, I'm terrified of having a C-section. And, you know, there's a billion people in this world that have had a C-section, but to me that sounds like a major surgery, and that is more scary to me than giving birth. Either way.
I would have to say, though, back to Roy's point, I think if you die while under anesthesia, like Joan Rivers, at least you, like, there's a really a
you
less peaceful
know.
Way to go. I mean, there's not a less peaceful way to go.
I know, but then it's like, if I ever have to go under anesthesia, I'm going to be kind of like the story we read. I'm going to be inventorying everything, getting my will, telling everyone I love them. It's my last time I'm going to see you.
And then we're going to all fuck with you when you come back. We're going to be like, bro, you were in a coma for 5 years. Ask us what happened on Grey's Anatomy. It was a very controversial ending. All right. We do have a guest.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to be a super long Rat Party podcast, but let's welcome Laura Korn.
Just in time for Valentine's Day, we welcome Laura Korn to the Rat Party podcast. Loren and Roy, Nicole, she's got a book out, 101 Nights of Great Sex.
And on the front cover, we got someone biting their lip. We all know what that means.
Hey, Laura.
Good morning.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is on a Friday, which means after the kids go to bed, parents don't need to wake up early for work the next day for the most part. There's going to be a lot of sex.
Baby making going on.
A lot of baby
on.
Making. Bumping and grinding.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Laura?
Oh, I didn't know if I was here or not.
No, yeah, you're on, girl. You're on.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yes, there is. there's going to be, well, of course, if you have 101 Nights of Great Sex, there's going to be some, there's going to be a rodeo all weekend long. But wait a minute. So do you guys have a copy of the book?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, isn't like, this is like, I just have to tell the audience, you've never seen anything like this. This is not like a normal book. You can't read the book.
No, yeah? So like it's broken down with different numbers of moves. And so like one thing that I am just on is move number 69, Viva La Juicy.
Oh, it's different moves.
And then, yeah. And then you have to rip the page to get to the juicy.
And then there's like, well, the one that I saw, there's like kind of a recipe inside for how to pull this off.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. So imagine like the Grammys, you know, when they go, can I have the envelope, please? Right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's 101 sealed envelopes. And there are 50 envelopes for his eyes only and 50 for her eyes only.
Oh.
And when you want to add that spice, you know, that adventure to your relationship, anticipation rules in this book, you both rip out a sealed envelope. So she rips out a sealed envelope, which the most famous for her eyes only page is number 2, the velvet tongue. And that's for her eyes only.
Wow.
And there's a technique in there, a maneuver. What did you call it? Was that Roy?
I was looking at the Viva La Juicy.
Yes, yes, yes. You were looking at Viva La Juicy. And that's a for her eyes only page. And she would surprise you with that. But I will tell you, she will never be so juicy.
Wow.
Is that the number one thing you hear? Now, you're like, would you call yourself a sex coach?
Yes, I am. I'm kind of, I'm a coach. There's a lot of celebrities that do the book. I was just, Jada Pinkett just called me to do Red Table Talk.
Ooh.
And her and Will Smith are doing the book. Gwyneth Paltrow's a fan. I mean, they have the same problems that we do. Like, we get stuck in a rut, right? How do you break the rut?
With fun.
Wow, I'm reading some of this. This is pretty hot.
So, guys, would you be the kind of guy that would rip out a sealed envelope and put a plan in action and surprise your partner?
Well, I need a gay version.
Yep, Roy's gay.
Okay.
So you just you split the men into...
But I guess I can grab the women, because is the women's section 4 men?
Well, you would do that for her eyes only,
the for
right?
her eyes only, because that for her eyes only is to please the man,
yes.
Right?
Right, right. And you would just substitute wherever it says her.
Yeah.
It would just be him.
I love it. I opened up one of the for her eyes only. The first thing it says tube socks. I can't wait to continue reading.
You like that. Why is it that, so the cool thing is you'd say to your partner, you know, number 69, baby, can you rip that one out and surprise me with that?
So Laura, are these, you know, when you open these envelopes and it has like what you need for the moves, are these all things that you would have in your house, or is this ever something that you would have to go out and get?
You know, on the outside of the sealed envelope, so this is also what's cool. On the outside of the sealed envelope, there are little icons. So like if you want to have a toy, it has a little blindfold. So that means that you need a toy to pull that night off. Or a dollar sign, you need $10. $2 signs, you need $25. You know, so... And a car means you need a babysitter because you're going somewhere.
Whoa. Okay. Laura,
so fun.
Laura Korn's on with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show Rap Party Podcast, 101 Nights of Great Sex. Her book is out just in time for Valentine's Day. It says the New York Post reports that 74% of Americans are wanting more adventurous sex in 2020. Not everybody's as open as I am. Like, I'll just blatantly throw it out there to my wife. I was like, I'll say, yeah, maybe we'll do this, or maybe you do this to me tonight, and I'll do that to you, you know. But not everybody's like that. And by the way, my wife blatantly tells me no 30% of the time.
Right. And you just keep going, right?
Oh, hell yeah, I'll keep going. I don't care.
Miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
If you say do that and do that, that's, you know, I want you to do that and do this. It's not sexy because, I mean, it's, you know, people want to be surprised. People want to be seduced. People want that kind of mystery. And when somebody rips out a sealed envelope in this book, there's the anticipation is off the chart because you don't know what your partner is up to. They're going to surprise you. It's that element that's missing in most relationships.
Wow.
And by the way, statistically, in 2019, there's so much sex positivity, but people statistically are having less sex than ever.
Oh, no.
Why do you think that is?
Because they're bored. But, I mean, boring sex is the number one complaint of couples across the country.
And let me tell you, in Morning Drive, doing a morning show host, we are horrible for it because we wake up so early, so sex really late, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
We can't really do it first thing in the morning because who wants to wake up at 4 and do it? So then, like, our sweet spot's right in the afternoon.
And we're all alone.
And we're all alone.
So each one of us masturbates, not together, but at the same time, when our significant others are at work.
You know what, Manny? You know, you need my new book, 101 Nights of Getting Myself Off.
Oh, hell. Wow. I can write the foreword to that book.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Everyone has a routine, and you kind of know when your partner, when that sweet spot, that magic moment where both of you are not tired or distracted. You know what? Like the afternoon. You could plan that Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You could plan that Sunday afternoon. And by the way, since you're a morning guy, all right, you have to do this one for her. You ready?
Oh.
And a Saturday morning, this is your homework assignment, your play homework assignment. Number 44, you're going to love it. She's going to love it. She's going to levitate off the bed.
Whoa. Levitate off the bed. Okay.
Wait. This is so good. This is the best technique in the book. Number 44, pink breakfast.
Pink breakfast?
What's that?
Hey, now.
The pink taco.
The pink tacos, let me tell you.
What number is the pink breakfast?
Number 44.
The Fruit Loop.
44. And by the way, Lauren, are you married?
Lauren's married.
Pregnant.
Yeah, yep.
I just hand him that sealed envelope and say, you know what? I understand I'm going to levitate off the bed. Can we do this?
Yeah, is this pregnancy safe?
I want to have sex where I levitate off a damn bed.
Me
that's
Laura Korn on the phone, 101 Nights of Great Sex. You can get the book, obviously, on Amazon or anywhere books are sold, I imagine. Right, Laura?
Yes, and check out the reviews. I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow is a big fan. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Heather Locklear, Barbara Walters, Britney Spears.
Barbara Walters?
J-Lo says she worked with J-Lo and A-Rod with the baseball bat, I heard.
No.
Well, baseball bats can be used.
That's right. Foul ball.
Yes, Amazon, read the 5-star reviews. And you know what? I don't think there's a better gift for Valentine's Day because when you give this to your partner, you're really saying, you know what? Let's play. Let's, you know.
Do you think Laura knows all the numbers, like at a restaurant? Like if you said number 63,
yeah,
she would tell us?
Yeah, she does. She knew exactly what the 44 was.
Do you know?
Yes, I do.
All right, yell one out.
Okay, what's number? Let's try 74.
74. Hot Pursuit for Ooh. His Eyes Only. So now, just from the title alone, Manny, inside mm-hmm. that sealed envelope, it's for his eyes only. What do you think you're doing? What Hot Pursuit?
Probably dressing up in a uniform, right?
You're going to need cash for this one, and you're going somewhere.
Good one. Police handcuffs.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So 74, yes. Hold on. You've already got it. So you're going to be spending some money for her. You're going to be spending some money on her, and you're going somewhere. It's perfect for Valentine's Day.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Lauren Korn. Laura Korn, 101 Nights of Great Sex.
Laura, do you ever get tired of sex?
Yeah.
I just imagine with you talking about it all the time, I bet at some point you're like, you know what? I'm good.
Well, yeah, I think it is. You know, I probably have sex, honestly, probably just a couple times a week.
Okay.
But let me tell you something. It's really great sex.
Yeah, hey, good for you.
And you know what? Bottom line, action equals attraction. And I really do like to seduce my man. I really have a lot of fun. Every time I rip out a sealed envelope or I put a plan in action, it empowers me.
Okay.
And that's what I'd say to women. It's so empowering to also surprise and seduce your partner. It really is.
Well, you got to get the book if you want to be seducing and empowering. Laura Korn on the Rat Party Podcast. You can find the book. We'll put the details online where you can find this book at kiss951.com.
We need to get Laura back again, like you know, in a couple months and discuss our we're bringing our significant others and have our nice round table with Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That would be, I would give you homework assignments.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
So we could come back on the air and you can talk about it.
Hopefully one of these envelopes include a third person.
Oh,
you know, wait. You ready?
Yeah.
Number 37, Cybergasm.
All right, thank you
and
so much.
And who did I give it to? For Her Eyes Only.
For Her Eyes Only. Laura Korn, thanks so much. 101 Nights of Great Sex. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.